This is a student forum of the Webster Groves High School newspaper, The Echo. Views expressed in this publication are not necessarily of Webster Groves High School, WGSD administration, or the Webster community, but of the student, staff, or citizen that is interviewed.
Warning. This podcast contains several spoilers.
Contributing writer Marin DeMargel shares developments on ABC's The Bachelorette.
Season 16 of ABC's The Bachelorette premiered on October 14th, and it has successfully set the stage for one of the most dramatic seasons of the show. At age 39, Claire Crawley is the oldest bachelorette in the show's 16-season history. According to ABC's website, Claire is looking for a man who is strong and compassionate and who is ready to live life to the fullest with her. With 31 eligible bachelors to choose from, she hopes to find her perfect husband, and when she meets Dale Moss, it seems to be love at first sight. "I definitely feel like I just met my husband," Claire said on the show. She later granted Dale the first impression rose, a token of her affection and a guaranteed pass into the next round. However, according to the teaser for episodes to come, the relationship will cause an extreme amount of drama on the show. Even though The Bachelorette is supposed to run for about 11 episodes, with the end result being an engagement between the bachelorette and the man of her choice, there are rumors swirling around Bachelor Nation that this season may be quite different. Because Claire has fallen for Dale so quickly, many are speculating that she will quit the show and be replaced by Tayshia Adams several episodes in. Tayshia appeared on season 23 of The Bachelor and was well-liked by fans. So we can at least acknowledge now that yes, Tayshia is the new Bachelorette, Reality Steve, a blogger known for its inside scoop on The Bachelor-related happenings, wrote on Twitter. If this is true, this would be the first time this has happened in Bachelor history. Aside from those theories of what is to come, there is already plenty of drama between several of the eligible bachelors on the show, which keeps this usually long and boring premiere episode interesting. In this episode, Tyler Cottrell accuses Yosef Abirati of being unfaithful to Claire by direct messaging other girls through Instagram. Yosef denies it, leaving Claire to force the men to talk through their issues. Because of this, several men do not get a chance to talk to Claire before the rose ceremony, the event at the end of each episode where the bachelorette decides which men move on to the next round and which men must leave the show. This leaves these men upset, which usually leads to drama in upcoming episodes. All of these events and teasers make for an extremely interesting premiere episode that creates a foundation for what will most likely be a dramatic season. New episodes of The Bachelorette can be viewed on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. on ABC. Since the first episodes of ABC's The Bachelorette aired on October 14th, many things have changed. For starters, Claire Crawley, this season's original bachelorette, has left the show. Within four episodes, she found love with contestant Dale Moss, and the two are now happily engaged. Claire has been replaced by Bachelor alum Tayshia Adams, a fan favorite from season 23 of ABC's other hit show. Right off the bat, fans are much more pleased with Tayshia's presence on the show than that of Claire's. The same goes for many of the men on the show, but for several, that has not been the case. One eligible bachelor, Jason Foster, had fallen so hard for Claire that he decided to leave the show when Tayshia became bachelorette. Tayshia was not short on options, though, as four new guys were introduced to the show this week. This causes tensions to rise among the men, creating a competitive energy between the original men of the house and the newcomers. All of these changes have contributed to the creation of an extremely dramatic season. New episodes of The Bachelorette can be viewed on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. on ABC.
This has been another edition of Voices of Webster. Thank you for tuning in. Music is Beauty Flow by Kevin MacLeod on IncomTech.com. To find out more information about The Echo, search wgecho.org for our website. Join us for new Echo podcasts next Friday.